Thank you. So this talk is about how to build something a bit small in embedded Rust and then build something else from this. This was a side project of mine. So even though I am a developer now working in ClickHouse for a startup, I did not do this as part of my job. I also co-founded Dracula, which is something we talked about in FOSDEM 2019 about privacy, and we are I'm also part of a Linux user group in A Coruña, which is there, and we are also going to have a conference on free software and technology. CFP is open if you want to send something. So first of all, I did this to make an EV charger. Why make an EV charger? This is the wrong question. What I wanted to do is learn embedded Rust quickly. So for me, this has like three ways of how to learn a new thing. I can read stuff, I can watch others also do things, but if you're like me, making a project is usually the best way to learn about how things work. So I could do this with home automation stuff like thermometer, humidity sensor, something like this, but this is already a solved problem, so it was not really compelling for me. Or there's also, for home automation, Matter is a new standard that is coming up, and it's very interesting. There's not too much done on Rust that I know of, so I could do something with this. But the problem is that I also don't know Matter. And I have a rule with side projects, and my side project rule number one is that I have to control everything except for the one thing that I want to learn so that I don't get distracted by all of the other things that are also variables. So I thought, okay, so I have an EV, I could charge it at home for even less. So why? Because my parents live in the countryside, in something like this. So we have, there's a small amount of electricity available, less than 2.2 kilowatts, which means less than 10 amps for charging, which means very slow charging and only at night, so that we don't disrupt the rest of electronic devices and electric things like the fridge and so on. There are smart chargers in the market, but they usually require physical wiring so that you put a coil from that measures how much electricity you use in your home in the circuit breaker, and you have to run a wire to wherever the charger is, which in this case was like 50 meters away, and it through the outside, so you have to make a really a lot of mess, and it's also really expensive for the moment at least. And in my case, I think that cost matters. One of the decisions that led me to have an EV was having cheaper electricity than gas, and cars are depreciating assets. So you don't really want to spend more on the thing than what you need, because then it doesn't really make sense economically. As I said, as I mentioned before, smart chargers are really expensive. But should they? Is the tech so complex? I'll talk about this at the energy tech room tomorrow, but the gist of it is that, in my opinion, and for this use case, they should probably not be that expensive. So these are the economics on my side. In Spain, at home, I can charge less than 18 euros per kilowatt hour. Usually, on the 6 months before I did this project, I was charging at about this rate. So given that I visit my parents at most twice a month, then I would save less than 80 euros a year by charging at home, which means that for me, this must cost less than 160 euros. There's no charger in the market that does this that costs less than this money. So it doesn't really make sense to do it. So first of all, rules to the project. I have the following rules, like the first one I already mentioned, then make small iterations so that I keep myself engaged and I do things that are working one after the other, and make sure that each iteration provides value so that I don't get bored and keeps me engaged and continue doing things. And also, one important thing is that I want to be intentional about rewriting things that already work, because otherwise I will get distracted by these kind of things, and also I want to learn more of this. And also must be functional, so that this is something that I can export as open source and probably be useful to somebody else. And also speed wins. So if there's two different ways of doing it, choosing the fastest path is usually the best way for keeping forward with something like this. So there are some open source projects about doing smart chargers for cars, but they are quite expensive, because most of us usually work in this kind of projects with the luxuries of having nice devices, like a Raspberry Pi, or like something that has a full OS that can parse XML with libraries that already exist. And yeah, they're really nice. But when you try to also compound it with the economics of the things, then it gets expensive for for something that doesn't really make sense. So what I did is, step one, I bought the dumbest and the cheapest charger that I could find. This was $60, so that I could understand it. The second step, I disassembled the thing so that I could see what's inside. And it's really not much. There's a bunch of wires. I measured that that they could support the charge, and it was not less expensive because it didn't have the enough of the hardware. And it has this small chip on the top right that is just sending a pulse modulated with a pulse to the car to let it know how much it can charge. In this very box, I could fit an ESP32, as you can see there with the debug wire.